This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Good morning, Melbourne.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are on the tape this morning. It's 23 minutes to 7 with Harry Hunter and Dave the Apprentice. How are you guys doing?
Bloody great.
Fantastic.
What a bumper show we have for you guys today.
It's good.
We are ready.
It's finally happened. I've accidentally sexually assaulted somebody. I'm here to tell you all about it.
Great work.
It's funny, I promise.
I hope this is not the episode where...
Friends of the police listening. It is funny.
I want to talk workplace cock-ups, office cock-ups.
And cock-ups to breakups as well. How to break up very creatively.
That is the most important part of a breakup, I think, is being creative.
Yes.
Because being creative, your feelings, their feelings.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair enough. And we've also, after it, we've got Becky Lucas coming in and Eli Mathewson.
I know, it's going to be a comedy bonanza. All that and more, guys. It is 22 minutes to 7. You are on the tag team on Joy 94.9.
Hunter, this next one's for you.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
You're with Harry Hunter and Dave the Apprentice, and I've just got to quickly say, listeners.
Yes, my Gio.
The boys are on form this morning. They are tormenting me in the studio.
Why, what have we done?
You've rejected one of my hugs this morning, Harry.
Harry was just feeling really happy, so Dave decided he'd go over there and give her a hug, and Harry reacted as though Dave was made of hydraulic acid.
Yeah.
And then Hunter patted me.
Well, I wasn't coming in for a hug, was I?
You walked past and patted me on the head.
I saw the way you treated Dave when he came for a hug. I wasn't going to dive in. I wasn't going to be a second victim.
Keep your distance.
Speaking of victims, guys, I've done something very, very awkward.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Lay it on us.
Okay. Last Thursday, I went off to the theatre to see Joel Creasy's comedy show. It's called Poser, I believe, and it was great. Get yourself a ticket. You will not regret it.
Yep.
I'll tell you what I regret, though. I went along with a friend of mine, and it was a very, very cramped theatre, and I was a bit overwhelmed because the place was drowning in D and C list celebrities, right? But I was there with a foreigner. So I was like, oh, look, it's Rhonda Birchmore. You know, it's a Real Housewives. And he didn't know what it was. So it was all a bit disorientating. So we're trying to push through, we're trying to find a seat, and he was behind me. So I had my hand back, like on his belt, like looped into his belt thing, sort of pulling him in a certain direction. And when he tried to go the way, I pulled him harder. And then I kind of like grabbed around his ass a bit and was like, come on, get this way. Until eventually I heard someone say, excuse me. And I turned around, and it was a complete stranger.
Oh, no! What are you doing, Hunter?
It's a complete stranger.
What?
Yeah. I had to... It was so bad that I couldn't even be like, oh, and smile. I had to stop and say, my deepest apologies. Because I really was, like, directing you via your bum.
Pulling him from pillar to post.
I was pulling him from pillar to post.
So what was it? What was the facial expression of this complete stranger that turned around?
It was like, can you not? Like that.
Male or female?
Back, a male.
Oh, God.
It was like, back the F off.
Wow.
I've come to a public theatre. I haven't come here to be fondled by, admittedly, a very good-looking man. That was
he
the
didn't
facial.
Say that.
Well, that was the facial expression.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That was the impression. That was the impression that he gave.
How was the gaydar there? Was he...
Well, it was that Joel Creasy, mate, so...
Off the Richter.
Yeah, it was that Joel Creasy, and he'd been invited, so I'd say 10 out of 10.
Was he a celeb?
I don't think he was a celeb, no.
Hello, Tom Ballard out there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I wish I was directing Tom by the belt, you know.
Wow. Yeah, I get really funny when people, like, one of my pet hates is queuing, right? I mean, I am British, so I will stand in any queue, anytime, anywhere. But when people get too close, I'm like, just give me my space to queue. Just back off.
Back off.
So being in that cramped, like, you know when you're all, like, taking the babiest steps you can take to, like, queue out of a place?
Yeah.
But like, I hate the end of concerts. I'm always going to leave early.
Oh, I got to leave early too. I don't care for an encore. I mean, if I go and see Madonna and she's not doing Like a Prayer, she's doing Save for an Encore, I won't see it.
No, same.
I won't see it.
Well, same with Dixie Chicks. We nearly left before because I said, should we go now? Because all the confetti.
What was the encore? Not Ready to Make Nice?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That would also be a good opener for them. Like, it wouldn't have to be the... Anyway, it's a different topic, I suppose, isn't it?
So, another week in Hunter's life, another victim of sexual harassment.
Yes.
So...
if you're listening and that sounds familiar to you, if you're thinking back to your night at Joel Creasy and thinking that you nearly... yeah. Please, well, got lucky, really.
Please text in your victim impact statement to 0427-JOY949.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Hunter, you are looking beautiful.
Well, I'm so glad you say that, Harry, because Dave, Harry, you know I like to keep myself nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I'm high maintenance, but I think you've got to be, in the famous words of Cafe Night.
If you can't handle yourself at your worst, then how can you see yourself in the mirror at your best?
That's right, that's right.
A loosely based Marilyn Monroe.
Quote. Marilyn Monroe, the classic beauty herself. And I learned a lot of my tricks from Marilyn, I really did. So, with that in mind, I like to, shave down every now and then, you know?
Shave down?
Yeah, my face primarily, but also all over the body, okay? So we've got to keep it family friendly, but it's important.
Eat your breakfast.
Yeah, if you were, like, just put it this way. If I was the owner and custodian of a hedge maze, I would have to trim that hedge maze to keep it looking nice. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's certain plants that need to be trimmed in certain ways so that they grow or just appear larger.
That wisteria isn't going to trim itself, is it?
No, it's not. No. Is that a wisteria in your pocket or are you just happy to say?
God.
Okay, so there we are, right? Do you understand what I was trying to achieve? And I was in a rush.
Right.
I was in a rush. And I was using an electric razor, which I've used, maybe 80, 90 times before. Like, I feel like we're good friends, the electric razor and I. So there I was. And really, you know, I was time poor. And anyway, long story short, as I'm running it back and forth over the problem area, before my eyes, I just saw blood.
Crimson.
Crimson.
Oh,
pain.
No.
Yeah. Crimson tide.
I saw it split open and start to bleed before I felt the pain. I was like, my brain was like, what is that? And then I was like, oh my God. Just slashed it.
Oh,
it was like a horror film in the bathroom, guys.
Wow.
And I felt really betrayed because, as I said, I'd used that razor a lot of times before, and at no point did I think it was going to hurt me. You know when people, what are their names? You know when people have pet tigers and they train them forever? And
oh,
they
the magicians.
Say, yeah, Siegfried and Roy, thank you. I felt like Siegfried and Roy, where I had the tiger for years and I loved it, and then out of nowhere, it
bit you on the neck,
turned on me and split my tea sack in half. That's like, oh.
Yeah.
Yowza.
Yeah.
So it does beg the question.
This is a learning morning because I didn't think that was necessary.
Well, I didn't know either.
I didn't see your genitalia on the run sheet.
Well, I had to hide it so you wouldn't poo-poo it.
But check your phone because there's a pic just come
through. But, you know, disasters can happen in the bathroom.
Oh, it is a minefield in the bathroom. I've been getting laser a lot.
Oh, have you?
Legs, underarm, the works.
Yeah.
And I bloody loved it.
Really?
Absolutely love it. But what happens though when you have laser is that the hair follicles just fall out. So the first time that I had it done, I got everything done, and then I thought I had alopecia.
Oh.
Because I was like, maybe I'm stressed. Maybe everything's fall out.
Yeah.
And Holly, then Holly had to be like, hey, remember you had laser?
Yeah, I paid a lot of money for this.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that's right. Hunter, we're talking beauty regimes.
We're talking about beauty disasters. After I've gone head-to-head with an electric razor and come off second best.
Head-to-head as in head-to-head, so to speak. I've got my own one. I remember when I was about 16, 17, we went away to somewhere down the south to a beach resort for the weekend.
Yep, thought I better sort out my bikini line.
Yeah, well, I thought 16, 17, I loved the tan look. I thought I'll just put a bit of fake tan on my upper torso area.
Uh-oh.
However, I looked so blotchy and disgusting that I decided that I'll wear a t-shirt the whole weekend.
Oh,
Dave! Well, I wore
a
t-shirt at the beach from about 1987 to 2017. So, I get what that feels like.
Are you one of those Russia type guys?
Yeah, I'm in my kingdom for Russia, mate. Usually just my pyjama top. And who were you with? Were you with your family? Because they would have roasted you for trying to fake tan.
Family. Yeah, it was family.
Yeah, absolutely. I went through a stage of always wanting to dye my hair, so it went like a dark sort of plum colour for a while.
Ooh, beautiful.
Yeah, I just looked like a busy mum, you know.
Busy mum, very busy. I went through a stage of trying to do something with my eyebrows, trying to make two of them instead of one.
Oh, she's just sick.
And so I got my stepdad's razor and gave myself a little touch up.
Oh, no.
But I did one and it was fine. And then I tried to do the left one and I took three quarters of it away. So all I was left with was just like a little stump. So then I had to match it the other side, and I walked downstairs, and I was like, "All right, ma'am," and she went, "What have you done to your face?" And I was like, "Well, I don't know what you mean. There's nothing at all wrong with my face." And then I had to have school pictures because it was when I was 14.
Oh,
I had to have school pictures with like little minute eyebrows, micro eyebrows.
I thought you were going to say you came down the stairs and she was like, "Harry, I can see you're shocked."
Yeah, that's right.
Why so curious?
Oh, I thought you were going to fall all the way down the stairs then.
I just love the moment after you realise, oh my God, what have I done? There's nothing you can do to fix it unless you make it symmetrical.
Yeah. It's something about human nature that makes it really hard to trim anything on your own body. Like any sort of hairs that I've tried to trim, you have to go too far and you end up, you know, bald as a badger.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
Guys, we are joined in the studio by one of the most exciting comics and rising stars of Australian comedy ever. It is Becky Lucas. Welcome, Becky.
Thanks, guys. How you going?
Good. A bit of pressure with that intro, though.
I know.
Well, you've popped it on your press release. So.
I didn't write that. I did not write that.
Now, welcome, Becky.
Thank you.
What is your show all about this year?
Oh, it's not really about anything. I just wanted to call it Little Bitch so I didn't get uptight people in.
Good thinking.
But somehow it still happened. Somehow a few people have made their way in.
That's a good idea. You should have called it Becky Lucas No Stiffs Allowed.
Yeah, I wanted to call it like, no annoying people who have problems with things. But they wouldn't let me.
So what have you cobbled together then? Like, what we can look forward to?
It's just like a bunch of sort of stories and things that have happened. Because it started because my mum called me and she said, "Oh, I think you've got this thyroid disease that all the women in our family have. You've got all the symptoms. You've got like weight fluctuations, skin prone to breakouts, and you're quite rude."
Oh! Okay.
Ouch. And I was like, well, I hope I've got it. Otherwise, this has just been quite a mean phone call.
Your mum sounds like Harry's nan.
Yeah.
My nan keeps me grounded.
Oh, cool. It's important.
Like cutting off her legs and having her fall to the ground.
Yeah, I'm always like, no, people think I don't have low self-esteem. I'm like, oh, I absolutely do. You don't need to. Like, I always get guys who tweet like mean things at me. And they're always like, it's never like a cute architect saying, "Keep it up." It's always a guy and he's like, you've got a profile picture with him sitting on a barrel.
Yes, yes. With a tranquilized tiger
in
Thailand.
Yeah, he's got his arm around a staffy. He's like, he's my best friend. Yeah. The dog's like, no comment.
You're pretty good on the Twitter, though. Like, you give it back, though. Like,
I don't take anyone seriously.
Yeah. Sometimes I read your tweets. I think, I wonder what Becky's doing in real life right now.
Not much.
just hanging.
Just chilling out.
I had a read that you're quite prone to sending a drunken email, which I thought sounded both desperate and retro.
Yeah, I like sending emails to women I respect.
Oh, drunkenly.
That's kind of there's a hook in my show about that.
I assumed they were like rude emails to exes or something, but I've got
that
wrong.
I mean, where did you get, is that from my Twitter feed?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, no, I used to send like sort of emails or texts to guys I like, and now I just have started texting women I respect.
Right.
Or like emailing women. I just be like, "You're so brave."
Well, I better check my spam.
Yeah, I've shot a few off.
Yeah. Straight to your junk.
Also, I'm negotiating share house living and sex in a backpack. Can you tell us more about that as a part of your show?
I'm
confused too.
I mean, this is just all what my show is about. Don't even bother coming to see it. But I guess I talk about share house stuff because I just have like, do you guys live in share houses?
I used to live in a share house with nigh on 8 people.
8 what? People?
8 people at one time.
That's a squat. Yeah. That's not a share house.
But
I'm
you know
sorry.
What? It was the most efficient and clean share house I ever lived in.
Oh, wow.
Because we all had our jobs. Yeah. We had a little paper plate with pegs on it and the pegs colour represented us and what our job was, and it used to rotate, and it was the best.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I live with one person, and just this week he's drawn up a cleaning roster.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
And he didn't mention it. He just stuck it on the fridge for me to find.
Oh, yeah. Surprise!
Yeah. And then we had a discussion. I really hope he's not listening, because when I read the roster, I saw that he wanted us to mop every week.
No.
And I thought that was excessive.
Where do you stand on mopping, Becky?
I've never mopped in my life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've mopped when I've had like an accident.
Yeah, if just I've had an principle? Accident. Yeah, if I've spilt a beer, I'll mop.
Yeah.
Or lick it up. We've been talking about beauty disasters. Do you have any your own experiences?
Nope, can't relate. So beautiful.
Nothing's going wrong.
No, I'm just kidding. I've got dandruff.
Excellent.
And it comes back, and this is embarrassing, but every 2 months I have to use Selsun, which is like a strong anti-dandruff.
Really?
Shampoo.
And it
makes your hair smell like dirt.
Is that the one that's like made out of like a coal or...
Yeah, it's like sedimenty.
Yes!
Yeah.
I use that for my psoriasis.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's because I've got quite bad, like, I think it's like scalp psoriasis-y.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I do it once every 2 months and that keeps it at bay. And I can use normal stuff, but at the moment it's flared right up, and that's why I'm wearing this cap.
Are you stressed? Are you stressed? Because that's what my nan says.
Oh, really?
Stress will flare. Maybe we could be the face of the new psoriasis.
This topic could take us up to 9 a.m, I reckon.
You could. I mean, it wouldn't have to just be dandruff and psoriasis. It could be any range of, like, flaky skin-related things. I get seasonal eczema. Maybe I could come on for the winter months.
But people, like, the other day I was talking to someone and I was, like, started crying. I was like, I'm just really stressed and my dandruff is flaring up. I love people who, like, it's serious and it's so ridiculous. When I was walking here just before, I saw this, like, 13-year-old couple. Oh. And the girl was saying to him, if you want to go and play with your little friends, then just go play with your little friends.
Oh, wow. Sting.
And I was like, what? Just so, wow. So serious, so young.
You see all sorts of drama on those streets. We come in here in the morning when it's dark and there's all world of, like, domestics going on. Like this morning, Harry and I were coming in at like 5:30 and we walked past a group of people who were still out from Monday night and having a party. And I think, although that you were just telling us before that you've been partying all through the week. So
it's been stepping up.
Yeah. Could have just been you and your mates.
Spray painting a tram.
Yeah, I take the back. Becky, the last thing I want to ask is have a look at Dave. Uh-huh. He's Dave the Apprentice. He's unlucky in love.
Aww.
And would you like to ask all our guests if you've got any advice for him?
Just honest Dave. Advice, whatever comes to
mind. It doesn't have to be love. It can just be, you know, like one night of love.
I think the most important thing is to just never compromise.
That's good.
Girl. Yeah.
And I probably should attend your show as well.
Bring a date along.
Okay. Yes, maybe that's the best place to find someone. Mm. If you want to, Dave, and everybody, you can head to comedyfestival.com and grab your tickets to see Becky in Little Bitch. And hurry, because I hear it's selling very well, so you might want to get out there and get
your
quick.
You heard that
from
me.
I did, just a couple
I'm
minutes
very boastful. Yeah.
Thank you for coming in, Becky.
Thanks for having me.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Anyway, speaking of gays, joining us now from a gay land far away is a comedian, and I'm calling you a budding sex therapist, Eli Mathewson.
Thank you so much. Just standing here with my leg up on a piano waiting to be interviewed.
Welcome, mate. You've come, you're over here from New Zealand for the festival.
Sure am.
How is everyone treating you?
Pretty good. Everyone is very nice. It was very warm the first few days, and then very not after that.
Absolutely.
So.
All over now, isn't it?
You brought your weather with you. Thanks for that.
Hey, you're welcome. But it's all good. Last year, actually, when I was here, I had giardia, so it's way better than this.
How'd that go?
I don't know. I don't know how I got it. I mean, I don't want to accuse
just because you're lucky.
I was just a lucky draw. Terrible. I was just like in the bathroom, and then I'd train into my show, and then go back to the bathroom. And one time, the toilets weren't working in the venue. So I just had to do the tensest show of my entire life.
Everyone's like, it was good, but he seemed vaguely aggressive.
He was really trying to get through that.
Your show is called The Year of Magical Effing. How are you pronouncing it when you're on Breakfast Radio?
I'm pronouncing it If You Seek Amy as a fitting tribute to Britney Spears.
Classic Britney quote. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Let's call it fruiting.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, that's nice.
Your magical year of fruiting. Tell us what it's all about.
So it's about, you know how there's these articles out there, there's plenty of articles that are like millennials are having less sex than their parents. Mm. Apparently we're doing worse than both Gen X and Gen Y and baby boomers. Which gen are we? Are we Gen Y?
I looked this up the other day. So Gen Y's name has turned into millennials, but it's the same generation.
Same generation.
They just thought of a cooler name about 15 years too late.
Yeah, so. That's sad.
So
yeah.
Does that mean that now us millennials, we're prudes, or were our parents just loose AF?
I don't know. I think it's... I think we've just got more to do. I think our parents had less activities available. Yeah. You know,
only four channels on the TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now we've got hundreds and every app on our phone. Screens are a big distraction, apparently. That is what's getting in the way. Because your eyes get tired.
Yeah, you can just buy one of those sex robots soon enough, too.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what. The minute I get a sex robot, I will not be leaving.
You won't be here on Tuesday morning. I hope it's not the case, Eli, but does everyone think they are having less sex than their parents?
I don't know. I mean, my parents have been long divorced.
Oh, so you're probably doing better than them.
So I'm definitely having more sex than they are together. I hope. I mean, who knows what's going on behind closed doors. Just gossiping about my parents.
Yeah, your parents' sex life.
Be hello to Mr. or the former Mrs. Matthewson, perhaps. I'm in too deep.
Now, Eli, it says that you're...
Hang on, we're talking about mums. What about you? What about your mum?
What? Is it?
Are you getting more than your mum?
I reckon
your mum's getting more than you.
Oh my god, yeah. This is not a breakfast topic.
Well, sometimes she's very angry when I talk to her, and other times she seems very relaxed. So maybe. Oh god.
I know that your statistic is absolutely true in my circumstance.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Yeah. What? Oh, no. Not doing
no,
that.
You go.
I'm
okay.
I'm going to do a little bit of nan talk then. No, don't do nan talk.
Aren't rest homes like rampant with sex?
Do you know what koalas and rest homes have in common?
Chlamydia. Really?
Because no one is using any sorts of protection, and they are both riddled.
That's so surprising that koalas aren't using any protection. Little koala connies.
Yeah. We read in your bio, Eli, that it says that you're recently single.
Oh.
How much is your ex copping it in the show?
Not a lot, really.
It's not like an Adele situation.
No, it isn't. It isn't. Hello from... Nah, it's much more about me having sex with tourists who are visiting New Zealand by telling them that I was in Lord of the Rings. I wasn't.
What's the most gullible nation?
Switzerland.
Really?
I don't know.
Very trusting.
Maybe less gullible, just more enthusiastic about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Also, it's a great excuse for your very hairy feet.
Thank you for noticing those all the way through my show.
They want to get a hold of Eli's precious.
Precious ring.
Ring, whatever.
Moving on. That's my favourite thing. Hobbit related is my favourite New Zealand gear, really.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
You're mad for it. I have a particularly thirsty New Zealand friend, actually, who's very parched for you.
Oh.
He's the reason you're here, actually. He's bullied us into it.
Oh.
He told me that in New Zealand you're globally known as the gay comedian with the arms. Can you please show us the arms?
Well, look, to be honest...
Dave's going in.
I was ill and then I came here, so I haven't been at the gym very much.
Your giardia.
My giardia, yeah. It took me down. Multiple people have just called me that. So then I started, I was like, okay, I guess that's my brand now.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, you've adopted it officially.
I own it. It was my Twitter, maybe it's still my Twitter bio.
Oh, great. You should pop it on a t-shirt or something.
Yeah.
People could come on down to the show and pick it up. And
get some tickets to the gun show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I like that. If you do want to see Eli live and get up and close with those guns, get along and see him. You can pick up tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. Eli Matthewson, thank you for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.